Oh, crap. Damn it, I think I had my music too loud. Hey, what did Makoto say? Huh? Oh, she's asking if we have enough space in the back. Yeah, we're good back here. Nah, I think we're good. Nah, do we have enough space? Nah, it is a bit cramped, huh? It might get kind of bumpy, too. It seems like there's no way to rest our legs if it gets like this. Okay, wait, I have an idea. I think I packed it inside one of the bags. Which bag? The beach towel one. No, the beach ball one. The umbrella. There's so many bags here. Why are they so compartmentalized? Why are they all stacked like this? Packed like this? It's a bit hard to figure out. But I guess it all has to do with the way Anne plans things, huh? Actually, wasn't it your idea, though, that we were all supposed to go to the beach together? I mean, it is summer, and it's all... What did she ask? Makoto's asking if we're good with peeing and stuff. Yeah, I peed at the rest stop, we're okay. She's saying that it's vulgar to say the word pee out loud. Well, what about you? Did you go? I see. Anyway. I guess it's because Ryuji and Yusuke bought. I guess it's because Ryuji and Yusuke bought food at the vendors. That there's even less space than usual, huh? Well, like I said, that's where my idea comes in hand. Oh, that's right, it's in your bag. There. See? It's a blanket. Why did I pack this blanket? Well, it's cause. On the beach at night, it gets a little bit windy, doesn't it? Maybe even a bit chilly. You could snuggle a little bit. Being quiet. We have to be quiet about PDA. Public displays of affection. I guess so. Though that doesn't really help with what I have planned. But it's gonna be the savior of our needs. So just... Alright, let's just... just lay like this. But we still have to be safe, so it has to be a bit secure here and there. She's asking what we're doing back here. Nothing. That wasn't convincing at all, was it? Just finding some stuff. Wait. No, if we put the blanket like this, I'll go on the bottom. And you can go on the top. There. See? We have a little bit more leg room. And you're laying on top of me. And it's all fine because... Cause, we're guarded, blanketed by this blanket. Blankety blank. Blankety blanket. I gotta work on my puns. Anyway, see? When it's all like this, everything's okay. Your boyfriend really has good ideas, huh? and got all dark all of a sudden. Well, I guess that's what happens when you go inside of a tunnel, huh? Let's see. According to what I read about the tunnel, once we get out of it, we'll finally be close to the beach. Though, I guess the only thing is that the traffic. It's a long, 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 long tunnel. Because we have to go through some deep mountains. I think. Or was it that we had to go under the ocean? Whatever. I don't remember it too much. And I remember looking at the pictures of turtles on the other page. It kinda reminded me about that one scene with all the turtles and the orange fish and the blue one that keeps forgetting everything. What was it called? Finding a way to get out of trouble with copyright, but still completing the joke. Well, anyway. To summarize, we're gonna be under this tunnel for a while. And it's gonna be dark for a while. So if you want to, you can sleep on my chest for a while. I promise I won't make fun of you snoring. Okay. I mean, just look through the rest of the van. I think everyone else is sleeping right now, except for Makoto, who's driving. Let me take a look. Poke, poke. Poke, poke. Yo, Ryuji, are you awake? Ew, he snores with his mouth open. What about Yusuke?
Poke, poke.
Poke, poke. Yo, Yusuke, you awake? I guess so. And by the looks of it, even Makoto would be asleep. But even Makoto is so still, she looks like she could be asleep. But I think instead she's just hyper-concentrating on the road. Let's see. Let me take a look. Yeah, Anne's asleep in the front. Futaba's asleep, I think, with Morgana in her lap. Alright. So I guess that's everyone. So that being said, why don't you fall asleep too? I'll keep thinking about plans for what we'll do at the beach. And that's the job of a leader, you know? Alright. Here. I'll rub your head while you fall asleep. Good. There. Kinda got bumpy all of a sudden, huh? It's poking against your thighs. Sorry about that. You're this close to me. It started getting all bumpy out of nowhere. So, just ignore it, I guess. I mean, it'll go away on its own. Eventually. But with you here, so close to me. It's like I can smell the shampoo in your hair. And feel how soft your body is against mine. Yeah, I know that our friends are right there, but you know they're mostly asleep. We're concentrating. We're in the back. Come on. You know as long as we don't make a noise, we won't get caught. You have a perverted boyfriend. Yeah. I most definitely agree that you do. Let me grab your ass. That's good. You know I really love grabbing your ass, right? That's why I love playing with it so much. Just where my cock goes. Look at you, already so accepting. Love you. Now then, come on, just put it in. Turn around and
They all start watching us. Fuck. I promise I won't stop moving. I promise I'll finish inside of you. I promise. I'll make you come in front of them too. And you know, I don't break promises. Ever. Grab them and move them for me. Oh, fuck. Oh, my pretty little slut wants to scream. Then, bury your face in my chest, love, and scream as loud as you want. I can't do that. Better hold it in then. Or am I going faster? Or am I going harder? And I started fantasizing about that promise I just made. Making you come in front of everyone. Showing to everyone that you're my bitch and I get to do what I want to you. I guess that in the darkness, my sadistic side gets a little bit unhinged. And he can't stop fucking you because it feels so fucking good. Come on. You know what? Let me turn you over. Yeah, it kind of sucks that I won't be able to kiss you when your back is against my chest. But then, I can play with your cute little nipples. Touching your body like this. It's a shame that I can't see it, but I can feel everything. Oh, love, your nipples have gotten so hard. I wonder why that is. If you become a pervert, have you fallen that deep into being a pervert like me? And let me show you how good it feels to be so depraved in the dark. I'm not gonna cover my mouth, but you can use your free hands to cover yours. They'll hear. You get so tight when you think that they'll hear. Then, I take that back. I'm not gonna let you cover your mouth with your hands. You're gonna do your best to suppress it on your own. You're right. If you scream, it'll be my fault. It'll be my fault. And that's the way I want it. Why you let yourself get tucked into these things. It's obvious. I've said it so many times. You're a pervert, just like me. The reason why Makoto's driving a little antsy right now. Can you picture it? Maybe she's getting all wet thinking about the way that I'm fucking you. Think about it. An audience in front of us. Masturbating. Touching themselves. Thinking about. How perverted we are. It's just a fantasy. No, I'm sure it'll never happen. That is, if you're able to keep your mouth shut. Convulsing there, isn't it? Pervert. Since your hands aren't allowed to cover your mouth, I know exactly what you're touching. You want it to feel even better. We're getting so used to the dark, too. What did Makoto say? She says somehow it smells like sweat. Just tell her it's Ryuji's fault. Remove the blanket before I come inside you. it's on them. Get it? I'm in this too deep to feel shame or to feel shy. I just wanna keep fucking you forever. No, of course you can't use your hands yet. No covering your mouth. I'll take them. No covering your mouth. That's still the rule. You're gonna beg me to come, huh? Yeah, beg. I can't hear you. Squeeze. Hey, I have an idea. What if I pinch you right here, this sensitive little spot? Leave it in. I don't want to take it out until I absolutely have to. We're there already. Fuck. Oh no, I think you're right. I think we're closing in on the beach. Fuck. What are we gonna do? They're asking what that white stuff is on the floor. It smells like sex. I drop the sunscreen. Oh, hey, I think I came a little bit more when you slapped me. And that's the story of how we got banned from having sex in Makoto's van ever again. The end.